Hi there, may I speak with Aquanetta?
She's on the
Hey.
line. I'd
Oh.
like to transfer her to you.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and take it from here. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're in good hands. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, Aquanetta, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey there, Aquanetta. So my name's Ethan. We are on a recorded line here. I am from the Depo Provera help team with Mastort Strategies. How are you at the moment?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate it. Now, you were just transferred over to me by a different representative, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Now, I'll be your intake specialist for this lawsuit. Just to let you know ahead of time, some of these questions I'll ask you may sound familiar or you might have been already asked. So I do apologize for any repetition, but it does need to be restated for the recorded line.
Right.
But let's get started. I take it you were interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo lawsuit, right?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this?
No.
Okay, and can you confirm to me then under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent any packets of information to any other law firms? Is that correct?
Yeah, no, I don't have anything. Nothing.
Okay, would you be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes, for me. It's for me.
Okay, are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And Aquanetta, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes, he was.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I'm really sorry to hear you had to go through that. How are you doing now?
I look better than I was. It's
Okay,
not
yeah.
at 100%, but life, I guess.
Gotcha. Well, I hope things only get better from here. I'm glad to hear things are looking up for you now. What date were you diagnosed, Mrs. Aquanetta?
About it was like October of 19. I don't remember like
October.
the of yeah, 2019.
Okay, October 2019, and you don't remember the exact date?
Now, I don't want to give you the wrong date.
Okay, yeah,
I
if you
don't
don't
want to do
remember
that,
the
but yeah.
exact date, that's perfectly fine. Don't worry about it. A lot of these won't be exact either, but just to the best of your
Yeah.
knowledge, it's okay. So I'll just put October 1st, 2019.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, and what is your birthday?
9/26/85.
Okay, 9/26, 1985. Okay. In
Yeah.
addition, do you happen to know anyone else, any other friends, family, or loved ones that was also injured by Depo-Provera that could need some help?
Not right offhand. I can't think of nobody right now.
Okay, yeah, if you don't worry about it at all. We just always like to ask just in case because we try to help as many people as we can, of course. Now, Aquanetta, was it the name brand labeled Depo-Provera that you were using?
Yes.
Okay.
It
And you were using it for at least a year?
was, yeah. It was a year. I was, yeah.
Okay. So during
I
that time,
tried
did you
it every
get
three
at.
months.
Gotcha. Okay. During that time, so you got at least four injections?
Yeah, I got one once every 3 months for a whole year. Yeah,
Okay.
so
Gotcha.
3 6 months.
Okay. And then did your usage of Depo-Provera happen after January 1st, 1992?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. When did you start using Depo-Provera? Do you remember the approximate month and year?
I want to say it was April of 18. I think I started
Okay, April of 18, and you said you used it for
it.
one full year exactly, so you
Yeah,
stopped
a
in
whole
April of
year.
19? Okay, gotcha. So for your start date, I'll put April 1st, 2018, and then for your end date, I'll put April 1st, 2019. Does that sound accurate to you?
I guess.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Again, I know a lot of these dates won't be 100% spot on, so if you don't remember the exact days, that's perfectly okay. I wouldn't worry about it.
No. Okay.
For the recording, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay.
Woman.
And I have your first and last name here as Aquanetta Bowie. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, Aquanetta, AQA. Sorry, AQUA.
AQ.
Nettta. And then last name Bowie, spelled like David Bowie, Bowie.
Bowie, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
Just regular.
Okay.
No.
And what is your social, Mrs. Aquanetta?
439-593920.
I heard 439-593920.
Yes.
Okay, I see. Looks like you already have your email down here. It's MISCO, your last name Bowie, 03 at gmail.com.
Yes, that is.
Okay, and this phone number is 225-964-1295.
Yes.
Okay, and is this your smartphone or is it a home line?
Oh, this is my cell phone.
Okay, what's your address?
It is 1701. The Wayne is DUANE Street, apartment 305, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802.
Okay, 1701 Duane Street. You said apartment 305, right?
Yes.
Okay, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802.
Okay, yes.
Okay, perfect. And do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
It was yes, it was what's his name? What was his name? I be hard because it's like this thing messed up my memory, but I do remember some stuff. So okay. So I know I had surgery, but so it had to be the same surgery.
Yeah, or at the very
It
least, do you remember what hospital this was at?
Yeah, I had surgery at the lake, at Our Lady of the Lake. I remember that. I remember that well. And I had so many appointments and so many doctors. It was ridiculous. I
Gotcha,
hated that.
yeah.
That was the worst time of my life.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can't imagine what that's like. Again, I'm really sorry to hear you had to deal with that. You said it was Lady of the Lake Medical Center, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the one on Hennessy Boulevard.
Yeah, that's a really good hospital. Like, they deserve 5 stars and a hug. They are really good.
Okay, yeah, I'm really glad to hear they treated you well. Looks like their Google reviews are really good too. They've got 4.5 stars on here.
They are really good. Like, they make you feel like you have a family, and they good. They are loving. They good.
Yeah, that's really great. Again, I am really glad to hear that. I know I've talked to a lot of other people that unfortunately didn't have such great experiences, so it's really good that you had a good hospital that you could lean on and treated you
Yeah.
like a human, you know?
Right. Ooh, that'd be bad. They have to
Yeah,
go through
definitely.
all of that and
Yeah.
then even, man.
Yeah, it's really sad because, of course, not all hospitals, not all doctors, not all facilities are made equal, and not all of them treat people equally. So I am really glad to hear that they were good to you.
Right.
Yeah. And additionally, do you happen to remember that doctor's name? If you're not 100% sure,
Yeah,
that's okay too.
I remember his name. His name was Richard. Mr. Richard. Dr. Richard. Richard. Dr.
Okay.
Richard, I want to say Stranger, I think. Dr. Richard Stranger. I remember Dr. Richard. Now, I remember the first name. I'm horrible with last names, but I do want to say it was Dr. Richard Stranger.
Okay, yeah, I
Thank
actually
you.
found Richard Stanger. That's yeah, he looks like he's
No,
in
he's a
Baton Rouge.
neurosurgeon.
Yeah,
Yeah.
neurosurgeon. Okay, yeah, Richard A.
Yeah.
Stanger, neurosurgeon. Okay, I actually found him. Perfect.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so he diagnosed you, right?
Yeah, it had to been him. It had to been because he
Okay,
wanted
yeah.
to get the surgery, so it had to be him.
Okay, so he diagnosed you and he treated you as well.
Yes, he was really
Okay,
good.
gotcha. Okay, so, and
That
then you're,
kind of
yeah.
helped.
Okay, before this as well, did you have any other previous diagnosis of cancer?
No.
Okay, that's good, actually. I'm really glad to hear that as well. And so I assume you were treated or you got surgery at the same Lady of the Lake Medical Center, right?
Late, yeah.
Okay.
I was fine. I ain't gonna say I was healthy as a horse, but I didn't have any problems.
Gotcha. Yeah, definitely. And now, next, I'm going to ask you, this is in regards to your Depo Provera usage. What was the name of the doctor that was prescribing you Depo Provera? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was my old doctor, Deborah. I stopped going to her.
You said Dr.
She was in
Deborah?
Deborah, yeah. Star had to be my last name.
You said Deborah Starr?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Was she also in Baton Rouge?
Yeah, Little Baker. It's the same thing. It's like, I guess it'll probably show up as it, but it's like it was like Baker, but it's like the same thing. It's just like a little small town, but they all be considered the same thing. But the zip code is different, so it was in Baker, but a lot of times, it's still in Baton Rouge, but it's like on a little small outskirts.
Gotcha, yeah, okay. And what hospital or what facility were you getting the depo from?
It was the clinic down in Baton Rouge. What was it? What was the name of that clinic? It was like a Baton Rouge clinic. What was it? I know it was on Florida Boulevard. You might could look it up. I forgot the name of it. Look, it was on Florida Boulevard, and it was like a little clinic you could go to and get
Okay, yes. You said it was on Florida Boulevard, right?
Florida Boulevard. Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and just look it up. Let me see if I can find anything for you. So, Florida Boulevard. Okay, I see it here.
Right.
And you said it was like a clinic, of course.
Yeah. Right next to the bus
Okay.
station.
It was next to a bus station. Okay, let me look up Florida Boulevard and let me look up bus station or bus stops here. Bus stops nearby. Surely something will come up. Oops.
Right.
Florida Boulevard, Baton Rouge. Okay, do you know, was it like closer to like the middle of town or was it like East side, west side, or like never, or like, yeah, was it like east side or
Well, I
west
know
side?
Florida's, I think, considered mid-city, if I'm not mistaken, Florida Boulevard. 'Cause I know that clinic, they got a lot. It's like a clinic you can even get your birth certificate from that same place. Well,
Oh,
on
okay.
a,
Yeah.
like they have a, it's a, they have everything there, like a Wick Center too, if I'm not mistaken.
Gotcha. Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see. It's got to be somewhere here. I'm still looking for the bus stop. I don't know why the bus stop isn't showing up. Google
No,
Maps
it's
is
the bus
not.
station.
Oh, bus station. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was like the Greyhound, not like the regular bus. I think it was the Greyhound. What's that? I cannot remember the name of that place, but I know where I went, and I know how to get there, but I just don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, Mia, if I just look up clinic near this area, it might come up. Okay, so I'll
It
just
should.
read off a few. I see one that's just called the Care Clinic. I see Open Healthcare Clinic. I see Broadmoor Medical Clinic.
Does anyone say Baton Rouge Clinic? I don't know if it was Baton Rouge Clinic. I know it was just a clinic, which and you would think I would be able to remember, but I went to so many places. And I remember the going there for the shot because I was like, man, they got everything here. If I never need my birth certificate, I know I can come here.
I
I
see
remember.
Baton Rouge Clinic International Baton Rouge Clinic Internal Medicine at Mid City.
That could be, I think that's it.
Yeah, this one, the address I see here is 3401 North Boulevard. It's like right off the corner of Florida
Florida.
and
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, yeah, I believe that's
yeah.
it. I remember it was Baton Rouge Clinic, but I didn't know if it had. I think it had like another little piece of name, but I couldn't remember. And it is. It's like, yeah, because that right there is off north, and then it's right there. It's right there by that bus station. Do you see the
Okay,
bus station?
yeah, I see it. So it's here.
Yeah.
It's wait, let me see. Yeah, there it is. So I found it. It's on the corner of North Boulevard.
In Florida, should be. Oh,
Yeah,
I know
it's
you can
like,
get that from Florida.
yeah, it's not on Florida, but it's like right off the corner of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then okay, yeah, I see the bus route here as well. It's
Yeah.
next to the hospice of Baton Rouge. And there's like
I've never seen a lot of buses.
yeah,
I
there's a
just gone by what
subway.
I remember.
Yeah, there's a subway and a Chinese restaurant just down the street.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So Baton Rouge Clinic, internal medicine at Mid-City. And yep. Okay. Found it. 3401 North Boulevard, Unit 130. Okay.
I knew it was something. I knew it was something like that. And see me, when it comes down to places, I always look for landmarks. Like, because I know I never remember really the name or how, like, but I look for landmarks.
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, that's usually how I do it too. It's like, to be honest, I barely remember the address of like my
Yeah.
workplace, but it's like I know how to get there, you
Right.
know?
Right. Somebody like, where you work at? I can tell you how to get there, like what to look
Exactly,
for. I
exactly,
promise that you.
exactly. See, you
I
get
was
it, you
always
get it.
cautious.
Yeah, definitely. In any case, so I would assume for the pharmacy, it would be the same clinic, right? Okay, pharmacy, bada bing, bada boom. So easy to copy and paste. Oh, and I just remembered, sorry, it was I was gonna ask you the doctor as well. Do you remember the doctor that was giving you the what was it? The Depo-Provera?
Ooh, child. I don't even remember their name. Ooh.
Was it like several doctors or like whoever was on duty at the time? I was assuming that was
Yeah.
giving it to you.
Yeah, that's how it is. It's not like a certain doctor.
Okay,
It's not
yeah,
no
that
one
makes
specific.
sense. Yeah,
It'd be like
that's
your
usually
age,
how it
whoever
is.
else.
Yeah. When you go to these clinics, that's usually how it is. Just whoever is on
Yeah.
shift at the time, they'll just give it
Well,
to you.
I do not remember all the people. I ain't gonna sit baby.
Yeah, definitely not. There's probably like four or five of them at that point.
Yeah, it's a lot of people that work there because it's a
Yeah,
big
definitely.
clinic, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Lastly, do you have any copies of medical records that would show your diagnosis or your treatment?
Yes, I do. I have all that. That's at the house.
Okay, and if necessary, would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically?
Yes, however you need me. Because I'm up here at the hospital with my dad. He just had a major stroke. That's what I was telling the other lady. There's so much going on right now.
Oh, wow, I'm really sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, is he doing
He's
okay?
doing better, though. Yeah, he's better. He still can't talk right now. He can say a
Okay.
little word. But he, and
Yeah.
so right now, we at the rehab place.
That's
And this is
good.
a really good. Yeah, but see, I'm way up here right now. I'm here at Alexandria.
Yeah.
This,
Gotcha.
yeah,
Okay.
this was. Yeah, so he
Yeah.
lived. So I can get to that when I go home.
Yeah, you know what's
I can
crazy
get
is my uncle actually a few weeks ago, he experienced something similar. He didn't have a stroke per se, but what happened was, so a few weeks before that, he actually got hit by a car while he was riding his scooter.
Oh,
But the thing is,
no.
so my uncle, he's a very interesting guy. He's the kind of person who is very, very laid back, very chill, and he doesn't like it
Yeah.
when people worry about him. So he got hit by a car, but he didn't
And didn't
tell
tell
anyone.
nobody.
He didn't tell no
That
one.
is my, when I tell you he went missing, like, well, not, he didn't go missing. We just didn't know where he was at. It took us all day to find him. And come to find out, he had went to the emergency room and they airborne him all the way to Metairie. And we
Jeez,
could
yeah.
not find this man. Oh, my, ooh, I don't even want to, oh, my God. That's
Oh my
crazy.
goodness.
That is so crazy. And so we finally found him. And we,
Goodness.
oh my God, he was on a ventilator when we finally got information. That was just, oh, that was so horrible. Oh, no, because my daddy, he was like, you know, he was, this, we still trying to figure out where this stroke come from. Because he, you know, he even though he had a pacemaker, he still was a fairly healthy guy. You know, he
Yeah.
wasn't like, you know, sickly or nothing like that. You
Yeah,
know, and for him to
definitely.
have this, it's just, where did it come from? We still trying to figure it out.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I do
But
hope they can figure out, but I'm glad to hear he's doing okay at least. I'm glad he's
yeah,
all right.
he's just going through therapy now. And he's being stubborn because he's ready to go home. But we keep telling him the only way you can go home is if you can get through this therapy. And he don't want to do it. He's so hard headed. He's like, I just want to whoop him.
Yeah, sometimes you
I'm
gotta
like, he
whoop a
don't
little
want to
sense
do it.
into him.
You don't want to do right at all.
But yeah, what happened with my uncle was, so after getting hit by that car, he came home and everything was fine. But then 2 to 3 weeks after that, he started losing his speech, and then one day he was driving
Yeah,
and he almost
oh.
crashed the car because he lost control of his hands. And so
Dang.
eventually his wife, my aunt, took him to the hospital, and then it was there where they found out he got hit by the car, and they were like, "You didn't tell anyone?" He's like, "Oh, I didn't think it was a big
Yeah,
deal." But
oh,
as
yeah,
it, yeah.
oh, yes, that.
And then as it turns out, he had major brain bleeding, but he had surgery and now he's doing okay. So he's coming home soon. So he'll be all right.
That's good. Oh,
Yeah.
Lord, yeah, I don't know why older men are like that. They
I don't
just
know. I'll never
smooth.
know. I'll never know.
Me, that's horrible. But I'm glad he's doing good, though. You
Yeah,
know,
he's good.
that's, man.
Yeah, anyways, I'm so sorry. Getting off track here, Aquanetta. Lastly,
Okay,
we're
Brian,
almost
I'm
done here.
sorry.
No worries at all. That's my own fault, to be honest. I always like to make side conversations and then I get lost in
Me
that.
too.
But
Yeah, I
anyways,
promise I
yeah.
always have a phone alone.
Lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is someone we can reach out to just in case anything happens to you and we can't contact you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would
Okay.
never need to call them. Do you have anyone you want to use as emergency contact?
Yes. Marcus Mack. That's my spouse.
You said Mark, first
And
name Marcus, right?
Marcus,
Last name, could you spell that for me?
Mack. Mack.
Marcus Mack, and then first name MARCUS.
Yes.
Okay, what's his phone number?
225-444-6499.
Okay, 225-444-6499. And you said this is your spouse, right?
Yes.
Okay, does he live with you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll just go ahead and copy and paste your address. Duane Street, and that's apartment 305.
305, yes.
305. Okay,
Correct.
apartment, Duane, 1701 Duane Street, apartment 305. Blah, blah, blah. There we go. Do you know his email as well?
Big Mac. So weird. Big Mac 8535 at
Okay,
Gmail.
cool. I would assume that's spelled BIG, big, and then Mac, MACK,
Mac.
8535 at gmail.com.
Yes, Gmail.
Alrighty, perfect. So yeah, looks like we're almost done here. Lastly, all I'm gonna do is I'm gonna find my compliance form and I'm gonna read off a quick checklist. This is just to make sure everything that we've discussed is accurate. So I'll read off a few items, and if anything sounds wrong, then go ahead and stop me, okay? Okay, so we did confirm that you do not have an attorney for this case already. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You used it for at least 1 year, and in your case, you got at least 4 shots during that year. You were using the name brand labeled Depo-Provera, and then you were receiving these shots between 1992 to the present day.
Oh,
Alrighty, well
yeah,
that
I'm
all,
sorry.
okay, perfect, yeah. That all sounds good to me. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start drafting up these documents. I'll send them to myself so that way I can check to make sure I didn't make any spelling mistakes or punch in your number wrong or anything like that. So I'll go ahead and find it here for myself. Then I'll go ahead and read off some of these things to you as well, just so we can be triply sure that I did my job correctly.
Okay.
Okay,
All
so your
right.
full name is Aquanetta Bowie, and then you did say you don't have a middle initial or anything like that, right?
I do. It's M. I do. I have a middle initial.
Oh, okay. Actually, let me go ahead and put that in for us real quick then. What was your middle initial?
M.
You said M as in middle, right?
Mary.
Mary,
Yeah.
yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's funny because the last call I just did, I was struggling to think of because her middle initial was also M, and I just wanted to confirm, right? Because sometimes M can sound like N. So I was trying to think,
Right.
like, oh, what's a word that starts with M? And I was trying to think for like 30 seconds to a minute.
It
And then I was like, what starts with M? And then the lady said middle. And I was like, oh, duh, right?
Yeah, brain force are the worst.
Yeah. Okay, let me go ahead and update this. So I'm gonna click where'd it go? Okay. There we go. Okay, perfect. Submit. Then I'll take that and I'll make another submission. Submit. Bada bing, bada boom. And okay. Drafts. Where'd it go? Okay, Aquanetta Bowie. Okay, I'll just stick the M right in there. Sweet, Aquanetta M Bowie. There you go. Okay. And then 1701 Duane Street, apartment 305. Your birthday is September 26th of 85.
Yes.
And your social is 439. Wait, let me zoom in on this. It's so tiny. 439-59 3920.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, this all looks good to me. Oh, you know what? I forgot your apartment number didn't get added to the form. Let me just go ahead and add that real quick. APT
How is this?
305 Duane Street,
Okay.
apartment 305. Okay, perfect. So yeah, Aquanetta M. Bowie, apartment 305. And already that all looks good to me then. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna click send on my end, and you should receive a text message momentarily. It's gonna contain a DocuSign link for you to get these documents signed digitally. Should only take about a minute. Should take maybe like 10 or 20 seconds while this goes through.
And I had the slowest phone in America.
I feel that.
Well, it's just because up here, when I'm at home, service is great, but it's like out of town. Oh, God, the service up here is not that well.
For me, it's the opposite. For some reason, specifically just at my house, I have like no phone service, but when I go
Really?
anywhere
You
else
live in
in
a
town,
country or anything?
I live in the middle of a city, actually. I live just like 30 minutes south of Los Angeles.
Oh, wow. I
So
always wanted to visit there.
I don't know. Oh, okay, yeah. So yeah, I don't know why my service is so bad. There must be like a bad
Maybe because there's a
spot.
lot of people. It's probably a lot of people
You know what? You're
around there.
probably right. You're probably right.
Yeah, because
That's probably
that
it.
happens when we have like games here, and because I live by LSU, I'm a
Right, yeah.
college, and when they have games, child, you could barely use your phone because there's so many people around, and you're
Okay, you know
clogged
what?
up, I guess.
That makes so much more sense. I never thought about it like that. I never thought about that. Okay, but yeah, I just did get that sent through, so you should be receiving a
I'm
text and
signing
an
it.
email. Oh, okay, perfect. Just let me know when you're done with that. That way I can check it and make sure it all got processed correctly.
Lord, the word
Yeah,
trying to
and then
sign.
just so you know, these documents, these are just retaining documents stating firstly that our attorney partners will be representing you for this lawsuit, and it also gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf. When you're done
Okay.
signing, it'll also email a copy of this to you for your own record keeping, of course.
Okay. Yeah, because I it says fin I think I'm finished. All parties have completed.
Okay, I just received it on my end. Let me go ahead and give this a quick once over. Alrighty, I see your signature there. Looks good. I see your initials there. That looks good as well. And okay, yeah, I think we are good to go. Yeah,
Okay.
that is good to go. Alrighty, perfect. So in any case, Aquanetta, thank you for your time. So from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners coming sometime within the next several days. Sometimes it takes a week. It just kind of depends on how busy they are, but they should be reaching out to you soon. That's just to don't go ahead and double check and verify that everything we've discussed here on this call is correct. And then from that point going forward, that should be the last thing you need to do, and then they can handle the rest for you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just important that you answer that call because otherwise they can't get started on your case until they've done that. But again, that should be the last thing that you need to do, and then should be smooth sailing for you from there.
All right, thank you very much.
But yeah, absolutely. In the meantime, while we're getting off this call, I'll also send you a text message. It's going to come from a 949 number. That's just the number I
Okay.
use that goes straight to my office. So if you have
Okay.
any questions or concerns or need any additional help,
Anything.
you can go ahead and reach out to me there.
Okay. I hope everybody's as nice and friendly as you are. I
Oh,
hope
thank
so. I
you.
hope everybody's as nice and friendly as you are.
Yeah, I hope
Some
so too.
people.
But yeah, are the attorneys that we partner with, they are a very customer service oriented. And from what I know, from
Right.
what I've been told by my past clients, they've all had good experiences with them. So
Okay.
hopefully it should be the same for you as well. Before I let you
Okay,
go,
thank you.
I'm just going to send you a text message. And I just want to make sure you get it.
Okay.
This is Ethan with the Depo Provera lawsuit team. Here is my callback number, and you can call or text if you have any questions or concerns. And already just sent you a text, so let me know and make sure you get that one.
Got it. Got
Alrighty, perfect. And then in the meantime, I'll also make sure I send you an email. It's going to contain my contact card and my company card as well, just for your own record keeping.
Okay. Thank you.
But yeah, again, that's all I needed from you today. And of course, look out for that phone call from our attorney partners coming soon. And I do wish you all the best.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. You take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye
Appreciate it.
bye.
Bye now.
Oh. Oh.